Hey guys.
Hey. What's up?
How are you doing?
Welcome to another episode of A Bite from Adam's Apple. I'm Andrew.
I just so happen to be Jack.
I'm Garrett.
I'm Cade.
We just watched Payback, a TV movie starring Ed Asner, Mary Tyler Moore, and our very own homeboy, Adam freaking Scott.
Is that his middle name?
I do not. I don't know his middle name.
I don't know his middle name. That's something we should probably
know. We should probably know that.
As such avid fans.
Yes.
Maybe it's Adam Naomi Scott.
Probably not.
Well, his mother was Anne. And his father was Douglas.
Then his middle name's probably
and
Douglas.
And his two older siblings, Shannon and David.
Ah, then. It's in Shannon and Douglas.
You're not going to find out on IMDb. Wait, go down to the bottom and see the...
We watched a movie called Payback today.
Hey, guys. Did. We watched a movie called Payback today.
Hey, did you know that we watched a movie called Payback today?
Called what?
I said Payback.
Are you sure?
I think so.
That's not what it sounded like.
Anyway. So, we're going to give a quick synopsis of this movie to start out.
This was a pretty involved movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a Shakespearean tragedy.
Legal proceedings and stuff.
It was like, not I'm really glad I'm taking a class on government right now, because I really felt like I understood a lot.
They don't understand, because we still haven't said anything about the synopsis, except for the fact that it's in-depth.
All right. This movie followed, what was her name? Her last name was something Field.
Stanfield.
Sorry.
So I don't remember her first name though.
Catherine.
With a Y apparently.
No. So Catherine.
I don't know this.
Oh, okay,
whatever.
Catherine. She looks a lot more youthful in that picture.
She does.
Yes.
That was when she was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Ah, yes. Catherine was played by Mary Tyler Moore. Tyler Moore, and she owns a restaurant in this movie, and she walks outside and sees a man who looked mildly suspicious. He really wasn't that bad. He was just kind of sitting there, smoking. He stared at her for a little bit, and she overreacted. She went inside and called the police, and she was like, "Hey, this guy is staring at me and smoking. Can someone come by and check it out?" Which I guess is reasonable, and they came and checked it out. And then broke the guy's windows in, and pulled him out and started beating him to death, which is not normal. I don't think it is. I've never had a run-in.
Have you ever been a police officer before, Cade?
That's kind of the argument of this movie, though. Is that moral or not?
Yeah, it was weird because I was like, this is relevant to today with like all the recent news and
in this in a similar way that a girl is relevant to today.
Not as much. Not as much so.
How is it relevant, Andrew?
Girl is not the thing of this podcast. Completely forget about girl for this podcast until we get to rating movies. Continue.
We forgot to make our spreadsheet.
That's okay.
It's okay. So, what happened in this movie? So she goes to court and testifies against this officer and says he's guilty.
We should establish that the officer's name is Colleen.
Officer Colleen, and he's not happy about this, so he demands
payback.
Well, I'm glad Jack and I were on board with that.
Payback.
And he slowly starts ruining her life. First, he registers her car is stolen, so she gets arrested. Well, they attempt to arrest her for stealing her own car. She gets out of that one, and then they confront her husband, who is a professor, about molesting one of his students, which he did not do. But the most important character in this entire movie is the next victim, and that is
Adam Paul Scott.
His middle name is Paul.
Yes.
His name is Adam Stanfill.
His character's name is Adam Tobin.
Remember?
If you combine the two, this character with his last character,
it makes Scott
Adam, actually.
Well, if you go in order, but we could also say it's Adam Scott, or
Scatum.
Adam Scat.
Wait, actually, didn't this movie come after?
That actually, that you can't do that with what I said.
No, this movie came after. I thought it were before.
After.
Are you sure?
I am.
We watched Girl Out of Order.
No, we didn't. We watched Technically, we're watching everything out of order because we can't find Cityscrapes Los Angeles anywhere.
If you happen to know where Cityscrapes Los Angeles is, send us a copy at... I'm not going to say our address.
So, email. Anyway, let's go through with a little bit more quick synopsis. Basically, he keeps framing her for stuff, and anytime that she gets some sort of lead on, like, evidence to prove that the bad cop has been framing her for stuff, he kills the evidence. Until
kills the evidence?
Usually it's a person. Yeah. Kills the person who has the evidence.
The witness.
So until the very end, in which they are on a standoff, kind of, the cop and...
No, explain how Adam Scott's character fits into all this.
Oh, well, okay. So Adam Scott is her son. He gets sent to jail on false charges that the bad cop had set Adam Scott up with.
Framed
and
him.
This is why...
He was framed for murder.
Yeah, he was framed for murder. And this is why Catherine was after Colleen for so long. Colleen is the bad cop. And then they come down to it, and the guy who's the public... the private affairs? Is that what it was?
Internal
affairs. The internal affairs guy was not a fan of Colleen, and Colleen was not a fan of the internal affairs guy. And so Colleen wanted some dirt on the internal affairs guy. So Catherine got that, pretended like she was going to give it away to him. Actually, she was. And she recorded him admitting to the fact that that Colleen had framed Adam. And so she pulled a gun on him, and then it turned out the internal affairs guy was there, and he shot Colleen, and Colleen was gone. She had the evidence. Adam gets out. End of the movie.
Actually,
great.
Colleen lived.
Yeah, you didn't mention that.
I said he got shot. I didn't
say
he
was
died.
Gone.
Yeah.
He died.
He did leave the screen.
He left the screen.
He left the ambulance. Yeah, that's true.
He left our hearts.
Everyone left the screen in that case.
He was setting it up for a sequel.
He's still in my heart.
Payback 2.
A bad guy, but he's in my heart. In my mind.
Yeah. So there's the synopsis of the movie. Now, yeah. I think we should all go through and discuss our favorite part, or our favorite part of Adam Scott's performance today.
I'll go first. My favorite part is that he was not a demon or a pervert.
Because if this fits into the Adam Scott podline theory
universe.
We're not
there yet.
Hold your horses.
We're not there yet. We're not at that segment.
I'm talking about this particular movie.
I'm just saying he should be a demon still at this point.
He's a demon.
Now, this is technically going to take place after he got killed. Right.
Is it? Is this after he got killed?
Yes.
What year did this movie come out?
98.
Yes.
Is there anything particularly defining about 1998 in this movie?
No.
But if we
so you're saying
a close book,
we're not, let's discuss that in the segment. Jack, continue your favorite part of Adam Scott's performance.
He was not a demon or a pervert.
He was kind of still a bad guy in times, but he was.
But he was trying to be good. The only reason
there's a very human side to that. This was probably the most fleshed out he's been.
Is that your favorite part?
Except for the fact when in Hellraiser he was really actually fleshed out when he got cut up and stuff. But
he was literally fleshed
out.
My favorite part of Adam Scott's performance was when he walked in and put the little dish drying rack on the right side of the sink and then picked it up and put it on the left side of the sink.
Yeah, I think that was good.
Mine immediately follows that. It's the way he walks to the door. There's some real suspense in that same scene is when the police start knocking on his door and to arrest him for
that's the
first time
rape.
Yeah,
that's the rape. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah,
he got out for that one.
Mm-hmm.
But they really set it up in a way that was suspenseful in a way that was still quick, you know?
Yeah. So my favorite part today was actually when he's sitting in the kitchen after he's got his lady friend outside in the dining room. And his mom said, come to the kitchen. And they're talking, and then the dad comes up, and then Adam is in the corner sleeping. I have air quotes, because he wasn't actually sleeping, but I thought he was sleeping. And then the dad came over and said, wake up, basically, to Adam. And he woke immediately up, which means he wasn't actually sleeping. He was acting, and I thought he was asleep.
Oh, he was, acting.
Like he was asleep.
Like, his acting was acting.
That was the best part today.
It takes a lot of skill to act, and a lot more skill to act in your acting sleep. Character. Like
we could say he acts like in his sleep.
Double acting.
Especially when he's a demon who is acting as a person who is acting as he's asleep.
It sounds like it's about time for the segment in this podcast where we go on to the
Podline, the Adam Scott Podline
Theory universe.
Yes. Where we discuss how this fits in to our continuous universe we have determined has to be true for all Adam Scott movies.
It is.
So this takes place after he dies.
Yes, that is a bit of a hurdle. Just a small, small step.
Wait a second! Okay, this doesn't solve the death thing. But
I think that was our main problem. Is that the
problem at hand?
But they did say he was into some pretty bad stuff earlier, but then he cleaned up. Maybe the bad stuff was him being a demon.
Or maybe the bad stuff was him dying.
No. So, he was into drugs before, right?
Yeah.
So the entire story of Hellraiser Bloodline was made up in his head.
No, that's not what I was going to
say. It was a dream.
I had a different idea. He didn't die in Hellraiser. He got very close and was rushed to the hospital where he was put on heroin and became addicted to heroin after being in the hospital.
Why would he be put on heroin in the hospital?
Is there medical heroin? You're put on heroin in the hospital. It's a painkiller.
It is?
Try yes.
Wouldn't they do just morphine instead?
Yeah, let's go with morphine. Let's go with morphine.
If I'm mixing Kate, my drug, I don't think they can be Kate, heroin in the hospital. Now that you said the word morphine, it like all clicked.
Alright, so Cade's theory is bashed.
Well, no, people still get addicted to morphine.
Yeah, let's say it's morphine.
So, yeah. Right, I can see morphine.
I'm up for that.
Next time I go to the hospital, I have some heroin.
One second, I'm gonna Google this.
So when he got his face bitten off by that lady in Hellraiser Bloodline.
Kate, just stop. You were wrong how you pronounce the word folk in the last.
Did he become not a demon anymore? Is he no longer a demon?
I'm not sure we can.
Was he converted?
Was he ever a demon?
See, remember in Hellraiser, it was like a dream.
Yeah,
the whole time it was a dream from the present guy. Remember?
It was more of a flashback.
I didn't really pay attention.
So this was more of a payback.
That was kind of clever. Not really. So
let's just forget about this one and come back to the Podline theory next time.
No. I think we're good. I think I like Cade's.
I think Cade's
really fit.
But we just need to figure out next time if he was a demon or not in this.
Heroin is given in hospitals, primarily in the UK.
So okay. He was not in London, though.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll
go. Before, okay.
This
movie takes place in the DC universe. Don't forget about that.
It does.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yes.
So let's go on to another segment of our podcast called Our Favorite Character in This Movie. What's yours, Andrew?
Batman.
That's true.
Batman was a pretty good character.
Now, please explain.
Now, it's interesting because later in Adam Scott's history, he is Batman. He dresses up as Batman in Parks and Recreation. But anyway,
that doesn't apply to
movies. So, in this movie, the police officers multiple times refer to the Batmobile and Gotham City itself.
Mm-hmm. Actually, once each, but...
Multiple times.
We'll go with multiple times.
So we came to the conclusion that the city must be Gotham.
Yeah. And they also... Well, Adam Scott is walking out of some building. He is, he buys a hot dog at a hot dog vendor.
Typically where you would get a hot dog.
Yeah. Or you might also get a hot dog at a restaurant. Or a grill.
That is true.
Or a grocery store. Yes. This is not relevant. But he takes his hot dog, gives it to Bruce Wayne of Wayne Enterprises.
Not necessarily Wayne or of Wayne Enterprises. But Bruce, yes.
Bruce the homeless guy.
Yes, that's probably...
Who we can only assume is Batman.
The homeless guy. Yes.
In the DC universe.
In Batman. And this is further exemplified by his mad kung fu skills.
Is that actually him? I don't think that was him.
I think it quite possibly could be, but that was not really explained.
We're saying it as if our audience knows.
Who cares what the audience knows or not?
They do.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, there's this one scene. It's kind of to show that Colleen, the bad cop, is, like, I guess he's following the rules. because we have a guy who's brought into the
Bruce.
We're not sure
if allegedly.
It's Bruce or not. I was almost maybe certain Bruce. They said it was Bruce.
I don't they think didn't they say said it. We said it was Bruce because we wanted it to be Bruce. But so he brings him in and he starts to struggle to get away, and he does take out like two cops, which is impressive, which is why
we think he's Batman.
It's close enough. And
Batman can only take
so
two cops.
And then he gets tackled again, and Colleen like ties him up or handcuffs him, showing that he does not have that huge brutality that he had at the beginning of the movie, in which he like beat the guy to death.
He still does, but it's more of just like this sort of he's really getting up in the internal affairs guy's face as like, you ain't got nothing on me. I'm above the law. This movie, there were some intense shots in this movie, and there was some subtle like cinematography things. Like I pointed out, there was a scene where the internal affairs officer, whose name keeps failing me,
Jasnica.
What? None of those are words.
Kick Patowski.
His last name, Patowski.
It's like Jack Patkanis.
Jack Patkanis. And he...
What an obscure reference.
They walked into a bar, and like one of the villains was sitting there. And the villain was in this red glow from the bar. But whenever Jack sat down, he was in a white light. So it was really divided in the screen.
Wait, when did I sit down? Oh my gosh, guys! The guy who plays, what's his name? Colleen, was in The Dark Knight Rises.
Wow.
That just proves it's canon.
It really does, because, yeah.
Not even Nikon.
But what we were thinking is, this is the prequel to the prequel of The Dark Knight. Kind of. That's what was a weird
the
way to put it.
The prequel to Batman Begins.
Right.
That's really good for.
Now, how... Bruce really got his fortune pretty fast there, because he went from homeless to,
And we see the entire origin story of Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins. And he was a kid at the beginning of that movie. But,
aside from that fact.
Okay, what's our next segment?
Wait, I think Cade was talking about...
This podcast is about fitting Adam Scott into the podcast theory universe, not fitting Bruce into the Batman universe.
That's true. So we should probably move on to drumroll. I forgot what I was going to say.
You were too busy thinking of your drumroll.
Rate or would you suggest this movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
This is the first one where I could be like, "Hey, you want a movie to watch? Payback." Except you can't find it anywhere except some obscure vendor on Amazon.
So we actually didn't do any organization on that segment at all, because we all just said yes.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
Yeah, so, yes. Now let's rate the movies.
Okay, now we're going to rate the movies. We're going to start with Cade today.
Okay, so my list is fairly unchanged from last time. Just this time, Payback is on the top. So it was Hellraiser.
This is from least to greatest, right?
Yes, least to greatest. Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, Star Trek, Girl, and then Payback. Jack? Okay.
I would say it is Hellraiser, Frankie the Fly, Girl, man, I can't decide. I guess Star Trek and then Payback. Maybe this one's the best so far.
Okay, I'm going to go Girl,
wait, this is
Frankie
the
Fly.
Is this worse?
Yes.
Hellraiser. You completely flipped from last time.
Star Trek.
He had an epiphany.
Frankie the Fly is the second best movie we've seen.
Is that Frankie, what you're going to say? Payback. Payback is the best.
I said, Frankie the Fly is the second best movie we've seen.
Yes.
False. Now here's my list, the correct list. The worst movie we've seen is definitely Frankie the Fly. That's terrible. It was a terrible movie. I'm sorry. The next worst one...
You didn't like Butt Guy?
Was probably...
Hellraiser?
Girl.
Wow.
Then Hellraiser.
You are really bent on Hellraiser.
I bent
on him.
I
you could say
Hellraiser
he's
was hell-bent.
That was rough. That was...
I feel like Cade set that one up. Cade set that one up.
That's what I thought you were setting up.
Yeah. So, after Hellraiser comes Star Trek. And then Payback was definitely the best one we've watched. I would watch that one again. I would repeat.
There was some questionable acting, I think.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're gonna find that in any TV movie.
Yeah.
So
This,
I thought it had some...
For a TV movie, it was acting. Better than all of the other TV not TV movies that we saw.
That's true.
And this was definitely Adam Scott's, like, biggest role so far.
Yeah.
And he played it well.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but he's a classically trained actor. He was not raised as a comedy actor.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the movie that he was kind of expecting to be in for most of his career. And then he just galloped into comedy. And
did he gallop, or was it more of like
and a... soared.
A skip.
Like a sword, like you cut people with?
No, he soared like an eagle or a hawk.
Oh, what about? I could really feel him.
No, not a falcon so much as a toucan, maybe.
Okay, I could really feel him in his line.
Well, shut up.
What line was that? What was that from?
What?
You could really, I really felt him in his line. You don't know me.
Oh yeah, he was pretty good in that. Yeah,
that was actually I think the weakest deliverance of that line in the entire film.
Or the part where he bangs his fist on the table.
So. I think we're going to move to our last segment for today, which we usually do kind of mid-podcast, but today we've backed it up to the end, is what is our question for Adam for the day? What was it like working with Batman? And is this actually the prequel to Batman Begins?
Yes.
We'll do kind of like a same question, double question there. So,
did Christopher Nolan direct this movie? It
was James Cameron's brother, Don Cameron or whatever. He's actually someone. Really? I don't know if it's his brother.
It's not his brother. Someone who's Christian last name Bale also happened Bruce? No, it was a different actor, right? Right?
They recast it.
Oh, yeah.
they recast Batman.
I didn't even see Bruce in the credits, so.
This is kind of in, like, the suburbs of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So it didn't really count.
So it counted!
He's like discount Batman. He's like the suburban Batman.
This is like, remember when Batman dies?
No.
This is like when he came back to life because he didn't actually die.
Yeah, that's why I didn't remember that he died.
That would be a legitimate reason. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for listening, and we hope you can join us next week as we take yet another bite from Adam's luxurious apple.
What are we watching next week?
Dinner and Driving.
Dinner and Driving. That's all, folkies.